What we're seeing in the market, whether it's happening in Greece, whether it's happening in the prisons, or it's happening in the federal budget, we see the administration now proposing significant increased revenues from taxation, proposing new taxes on the wealthy. It could have an important impact on investment income. Highly unlikely that anything will pass this year. So the market seems to have shrugged it off, but it's got ominous implications for next year and beyond. I talked with Franklin Sanders last week about the Congressional Budget Office annual report. It's posted at the blog. If you look at the decline in revenues, it's chilling in the face of rising deficits and, of course, the more and more people retiring and calling on Social Security. So it's extremely important that we have ways of creating liquidity on Main Street because the machinery is on to sort of take a bigger portion of total revenues and total household income in taxes to deal with the debt. I gave a speech last weekend. I spoke at the Natural Resources Conference in Palm Springs and then came back and spoke in Emeryville with a wonderful community group called, it's a combination of groups, but one is Friendly Favors. And the conversation, there was more interest in community venture funds and community currencies. Tom Greco, the wonderful community currency expert, was there. And what was supposed to be an hour presentation with an hour of questions turned into a four-hour interactive conversation that was very, very fascinating and very much like the conversation I had up in the Rhode Valley in Oregon, you know, talking about barter arrangements, community venture funds, how we start doing micro equity, how we start financing small business. And you're seeing more and more really committed interest to how do we create liquidity on Main Street. So what I've told the group in Rogue Valley and Emeryville who very much wanted to follow up, that I would agree starting in March and continuing in April, I'm going to do a series of Solari reports on just this topic, community funding mechanisms. We're going to do one on the A-share, B-share model for one company because you have to understand the structure at one company before you can scale up. Then we'll do another one on community venture funds. I'm hoping to do one on community currencies, barter, and other ways to create that kind of transactional liquidity. And then, good news, Kickstarter has agreed to also do one. So we'll be talking about the Kickstarter funding mechanisms. A couple of really great stories. One's up on the blog. It's about a mayor using a flash mob. He calls it cash mob, or I guess they call it cash mob, to literally organize and shoot customers into local businesses that are struggling. It's a wonderful story of using the new technology to really make markets work in this kind of environment. Also, another great story about software developers using technology to build new markets for fresh food and small farmers. So even as we see the top-down machinery sort of tendering and trying to scarf up cash flows, we see all sorts of community and young people in response using new technology and using creativity and getting together to start to create liquidity. Very, very important. This is all good news for financial markets. So despite the bad news, equities are holding their own. The bond market is still with us despite non-existent yields. And precious metals continues to seem to enjoy support at these levels. I hate to say it, to some respects, what we're describing in terms of the private sector, tendering for the public sector is bringing those cash flows into the private sector. So we would, in some respects, expect it to be good for portions of the financial markets. As I said before, the administration proposing new taxes didn't seem to have much effect. I think everybody thinks it's a next year issue. But there is no doubt that we continue to be concerned about what I call capital controls by another means. As people are beginning to focus on getting their taxes done for April 15th, again, I want you to remind you, I had my wonderful attorney, Carolyn Betts, write a update report on foreign financial institutions and compliance with provisions if you have a foreign financial institution account. That means if you have more than $50,000 in combination, you're subject to FACTA, which is a new form that will be in your April 15th filing. If you have more than $10,000, And FBAR, I would encourage you to see that Salier report, which is just for, it'll be subscribers only for a month or two, but I really encourage you to see that because it's a very comprehensive and complete update on that. And it's extremely important if you do have a foreign financial account that you file those forms because the penalties are quite draconian. Also, we got a great question on annuities posted at the general comment spot on the blog, which another sign that, the federal government and Treasury are digging in and intend to really try and build an annuity pathway very seriously. I'm going to be researching this question and hope to have something to report in the first week of March at the next Salier report. Otherwise, I'm going to hold questions tonight for our guests. So if you have questions, please make sure you post them on the webinar software because our topic tonight is one that I think has a, it's not simple and it's very important.